A new grassroots film festival called SAGA, Adelaide International Women's Film Festival, is coming to town this weekend. SAGA is the first inclusive all-women's film festival that shares the vision of women and girls behind the camera. This festival gives female filmmakers the opportunity to shape their own narratives and define themselves before they are defined by others. The three-day festival will feature films from all around the world, and as well as other festivals. I'm joined by SAGA Festival director Mona Kazam. She's in the studio now to talk about it. Good morning, Mona.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, why is a film festival that puts this emphasis on female filmmakers so important in today's day and age?
Basically, because you and I are the same, or we should be. So your story should be as important as mine, and mine should be as important as yours. And if we've got a figure of 93% of films being directed by men, nothing intrinsically wrong with men's films, but like, where the hell are our stories?
Yeah, absolutely. That is quite a big number, that 93%. And when you do consider that it should probably be about 50-50 in order to have some kind of proportional representation.
It'd be nice. People want to see themselves reflected on film. And I mean, the thing with SAGA is, even if you look at the volunteer group, it's really representative, it's diverse, it's inclusive. Mm. So when you look at the range of films that have been chosen in the end of the 800 that we received, you know, they represent society. It's not just, you know, white middle class blokes. It's a bit more diverse than that.
So
hallelujah.
At long last. So how did you go through the selection process?
It was enormous. At the beginning of the week, we had 20 films, which would have well covered a two-day festival, or one-and-a-half-day festival. And then we went international. And by the end of the week, we had 800 films, and we just had to pull the plug, you know, because we couldn't have a call out for entry for 3 months when we're getting that quantity. So it was like a quite complex process. I'm a filmmaker myself and film teacher, so it was a quite complex process of teaching people how to evaluate the films, because we had a setup, you know, but with that number of films coming in, we had to, you know, find new people that had like a basic a skill set, who were, you know, film buffs that knew about films, that were in the industry somehow or at least interested, and then, you know, upskill them, as they say.
So what kind of movies did you go for? What's something that really stands out for you?
The film that I love most, and it's kind of representative, it's by a woman called Nafis Erzkan Lorenzen, and she's Turkish. She's about 40, and we're looking at emerging filmmakers as well as established. So emerging doesn't mean 20, it can mean 40. Mm-hmm. It happens that she's established. But the thing is, she's a professor at a Norwegian university, and one of her films is called Gender Me. Another is called A Balloon for Allah. And the one that I really like is Those Who Love, and it's 5 minutes, and it's about, you know, the essential pain of being human, and we kind of, you know, get to the end of the race, but we've got stuff. So you have these people together in a situation deciding whether to deal with their stuff or not, and it's very beautifully done. It's got a very light touch to it. So
that's something I love about film, is that you can grab in 5 minutes, you can display the essential pain of being human.
The human condition in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's quite a remarkable feat. And it's not easy to do. So how does she go about pulling that off?
Basically, she has people in an elevator, and you have each person has a little box. So when you come into this, you know, when you begin to look at this film, you don't know what it's about. But basically, people choose whether to open. It's like a Pandora's box of their own angst, I suppose, a lifetime's angst, and to get out on the relevant floor or not. It's difficult to describe, but it's a very beautiful film. It moved me very much. I watched it at 7 a.m. In the process of, you know, going through all these films, you know, at various levels. And I was in tears, which I hadn't expected. I wasn't very happy about being in tears at 7 a.m, but it was because it was so beautiful.
Yeah. No, if it's a five-minute film, I imagine people don't pay a full-price ticket to go see a five-minute
movie. No, because this is the way we've organised it. SAGA is unique in lots of ways, and one of the ways is that we've organised films by geographical locations, and the ticketing is by a full day or by half day. So like if you came in on Sunday, for instance, all day Sunday we have Australian and Indigenous films. On Saturday we have the Middle Eastern collection, we have the Saga American collection and the Saga European collection. Sundays at the Woodville Town Hall, Saturday and Friday night are at Gallery Yambu in Birkenhead. And Friday night is the best of the best. So it's a collection. It's not, you know, things only from one country. It's the best of
the best of the lot.
Yeah.
Great. No, I'm sure there's lots of... Well, actually, I guess the question is, what's different about the female gaze to the male gaze? And I suppose many of us are so used to having up to, you know, that 96% male directors and, you know, 100-odd years of training in the male gaze. How do you think, having watched all of... You know, having gone through this process, the female gaze differs?
I think that... I mean, if you're female, you spend your whole life being aware of the male gaze. When you're alone, you just do what people do alone. You know, you don't know, you rip your socks off and throw your shoes across the room, whatever. But when the male gaze is there, we have images that a lot of people don't connect with anymore. You know, have women, you know, very sexily taking off their stockings. I mean, really? So it's a bit like there's a more brutal honesty if we're moving, stepping aside from the male gaze. It's less stereotypical. And what I see in these films is like a real brutal honesty. I'm amazed at some of the films. Like there's a film called Exist from Iran, and it's about a woman's life. Like most of the world live in poverty, yes. This woman has a son, and it's a very short film. It's about 4.5 minutes, and it's basically what she does to support her son. Mm. It's gritty, and it's real life. I mean, it's not the male gaze. I mean, it's been done, the male gaze, you know. Been at it for a long time. It's been done.
Time to move forward.
Yeah.
Now, where can we grab tickets to this awesome event?
Okay, so on Sunday, and thank you for saying it's awesome. I think so too. It's gathered
really
a lot
good.
Of traction. People are really supportive and interesting and really keen about it, which is great. Sunday's tickets for Sunday can be purchased on Tribooking or at the door, Woodville Town Hall. On Friday and Saturday, the tickets are available through Eventbrite or at the door. And the other thing about being inclusive is the tickets are cheap. They're supposed to be cheap. So if you're a student, you're unemployed or whatever, times are a bit tough, the tickets are $5.
Excellent.
You know? And that's for the whole day.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds like a fantastic way to go see some movies and step out of your cinema viewing comfort zone a little bit.
Exactly, and create a bit of community around film, you know. And there are Q&As when we have the directors in town. Otherwise, we have forums. If you want to, you're not compelled to, but if you want to discuss your reactions to the film, you're welcome to. There's spoken word, Manal Yunus, Tracy Corshton. There's dance, there's theatre, there's live music, Nancy Bates. On Sunday, excuse me, I'll breathe in a minute. On Sunday, we've got a panel called Women in Film Funding and Beyond, because we're trying to form a kind of a women's film collective in Adelaide. So there's more than just film. It's community. It's like a really rich cultural experience, and it's open. Everybody's welcome.
Excellent. Well, Mona, thanks very much for joining us here on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Casey. My pleasure.
That's Mona Kazam. She was talking with us about the Saga Adelaide International Women's Film Festival. It's going to be happening this weekend. For more information, head to our Radio Adelaide website, radioadelaide.org.au.